Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. What you have just heard, dear ones, is an affirmation, a true one, of who you are. And the beauty of who you are as a human being in this, the new energy, is going to start changing. And that is the beauty of this teaching. We're talking about something that is happening on the planet that you can observe. We're talking about something that involves humanity and human consciousness that you can observe. We're speaking of changes that are in your news. Relationships between leaders, changes. If you've noticed, things are not status quo. Things are not necessarily as they were in the past. But the biggest change is going to be in the consciousness of the human. Now, a little while ago, we started talking about evolution, the new evolution. A kind of evolution that you have not seen before, brand new. And we ask you to watch for that as well, because it is at hand. And we started by telling you in review that humans in general lack the very instinct that mammals have. We told you that if you really want to show that humans are vastly different than the other mammals on the planet, just take a look at what instinct is, the survival is, of all mammals below you. We've talked about the survival instinct of a calf, of a bison, being born and walking within hours, knowing what its enemies smell like. That's survival. And that is inbred in every mammal on the planet, except you. And as proof, I have given you this in the past. One of the most basic things that a human learns very early is about heat. You burn your hand as a child, and that is etched into the neurons of your brain. So much so that it's a lifetime etching. You will never touch another fire, stove, anything you think is hot. It took one time, and it lasted for life. Now, when you have children, you would think that the instinct that you had as a mother or a father, a survival instinct of heat, burning, would transfer over just like it does with a bison regarding the things a bison needs to know for survival. And yet the human baby has nothing. Nothing. The human baby will reach for the stove and it starts again and again and again. We told you this is, there's no remembrance. There's no instinct at all. Every single human who is born starts over. You learn everything again. And is the real proof is the fact that you continue to war. Bigger weapons, bigger wars. And it does not etch anything into your brain that war does not work. And each generation tries it again, or each group of generations tries it again. That's dysfunction. And we have told you this is because humans have free choice of where to take consciousness. And consciousness is part of that which is innate, intuition, akashic, and instinct. Humanity has a low consciousness, did you notice? And it has for some time, did you notice? And suddenly, 6 years ago, the marker was passed to allow for a higher consciousness to start. We've given you instructions about the future. They're instructions because you have to know it's coming. We told you about some of the consciousnesses that will be present in science, politics. But that's an evolution of things, dear ones. That's not an evolution of you. And I want to talk about that right now. A new kind of evolution is going to begin. You'll see it in your lifetime. Faster than you think. This is evolving. Things that used to be permissible are not. Transparency is starting to increase in all of life, in all of civilization. You've already started to see it. But here's the big one. If you're a psychologist here or a psychotherapist here, if you've studied humans here, you know about what I'm going to tell you. The premise is this. Human nature is static. It never changes. That allows you to analyze it and profile it and work with it. It allows you to figure it out and help others. Human nature doesn't change. Welcome to a new evolution. It's going to change. And the very word human nature will be a moving target. You're going to have to realign as you go, therapist, psychologist. You're going to have to give allowance for an evolution that is far different than you thought. It involves human nature. What is human nature? It's how humans react. It's how humans think. How humans behave. What to expect in certain situations. All changing. I want to give you 4 examples of a changing of that which is evolution. Number 1. Part of human nature is how you react and work with intuition. Intuition to most of you is a fleeting moment, a thought that only lasts for a second, usually discounted, not always recognized. And when it is, often it's too late. It doesn't stick, as we say. When somebody says something to you, it is tangible. Words hang in the air. They're listened to and heard by the brain. Part of that is in the neurons. It's a physical thing, but intuition, no. Comes and it goes. Some of you are better at it than others. Some actually expect it, but it's still very difficult to pin down, isn't it? In fact, it's so elusive, even when you're looking for it and it happens, you'll say, run it again. I didn't get that. Let me tell you something. That is one of the things that's going to begin to evolve. Can you believe this? Because you have passed the marker and given permission, to have the highest consciousness humanity has ever seen, you've got to accept that human nature itself is going to start changing. Intuition. What if I told you this, that it's going to slow down and show itself? This is evolution, because intuition is not tangibly what we will call 3D. It's not even all that linear. Comes and goes quickly. There will be those, and you're going to recognize them because they're going to stand out, who are so intuitive that the things that they intuit will happen over and over. Intuition is hooked to the consciousness of everything. Intuition comes through the pineal. Intuition is even part of the process of the higher self. That means that when you're intuitive, you're somehow hooked to that, a greater reality than you. And you sense it and you move with it. It's about to change. Brian, when will it change? How will I know it? And here's the answer. It doesn't have to be that with a new child. It doesn't have to be generational. It can happen with you. Do you want it to? Intent is the answer. Acceptance is the answer. Dear Spirit, you might say, I expect to be more intuitive. Help me to understand what it feels like and to react when I see it. Help me to understand it's a muscle that needs to be exercised, so when it appears, I can snap it, hold it, understand it. So the next time, it'll be stronger and stronger. How would you like to know what is true and not with your intuition, being so positive? When somebody stands in front of you and says something, your intuition kicks in and knows it's real or it's not. That's coming. How would you like to be so tuned in to intuition that the puzzles of life are less puzzling? When you see solutions coming because you intuit whether they'll work or not, that's powerful. That alone changes human nature. Human nature today counts on intuition being nothing, and the darkness of the human spirit coming through more than the light. That's changing. Number two, innate. I have mentioned this before. What do you think of a system in the body that you would like to know more about, that knows more than you do? And so you muscle test, and you've named it kinesiology. And you have a system inside you that knows everything. It knows if you have a disease before you do. It knows what's good for you. It even knows what the best foods are for you. You haven't a clue. How does it feel to be left out of something inside you that's you? That is innate. What are you allergic to? I'm not sure. Let's muscle test. What's going on in your blood right now? Did you catch anything? I have no idea. Until I cough. But the innate knows. It knows the instant it happens. An evolving human being will be able to start melding with the innate. Melding to a point where kinesiology will no longer be needed. You'll know the answers, dear ones, because it'll be part of you. You have inherited an increased meld with that which is inside you, which knows. Let me tell you where this is going. When something invades your bloodstream, bacteria, virus, common to humanity, instead of waiting for pain or sickness, you will know it within the hour, because the bells and whistles that go off in your bloodstream that bring the white defenders will also alert you instantly. I've got a virus. I've got a bacteria. I know what to do. That's the innate. The innate is connected to the pineal. The innate is connected to the higher self. Are you getting the picture? Human nature is starting to shift to a smarter human being. In this same category, you have to include what I will call automated homeopathy. And that means that your innate will tell you what you need, the tinctures that you desire, to tell then the corporeal body how to heal. And those tinctures may be in the way of thought groups, so you'll know how to think. If it requires that which is an herb, it'll tell you which one. You won't even have to consult, because you'll be connected for the first time to your own innate. Have you ever studied mammals on this planet who will separate themselves from the herd, be alone, and die? They are so connected to their innate. They know what's wrong. They know what to eat, when to stop or start eating the grass or whatever it is. They know. They're connected. This is their instinct, and they always have had it. They know when they're going to expire, so much that they will save the herd. In other words, don't slow down for me, because it's my day tomorrow. That is how connected. And you don't have a clue, but you will. New human nature is coming, dear ones. Number three, the big one, the Akash. Right now, dear ones, the only thing that you're connected with regarding the Akash seems to be poor remembrances of bad energy. And you'll go to a reader. In order for that reader to help you understand what it is you're remembering that may get in the way of your life today. We have mentioned this time after time, and yet many still don't understand. They still don't get it. Your Akash contains magnificent things. Victories. Victories and solutions. Glorious happiness. Great times. Why is it that it only gives you trouble? Did you notice? The evolving humanity, the evolving human being, is going to have an Akash that gives you the good stuff and helps you to solve the problems, remember who you are, what works and doesn't work, and the biggest one. When you come back, and you will, how do you feel about an Akash that will tell you you're never going to make the same mistakes again, because you remember what works and doesn't work? That is human nature, which is very, very evolved, very smart. It changes the decisions you're going to make instead of going blindly into life and making this mistake and that mistake and this mistake. There's a light in front of you called Akash. And that light shines on the things that don't work and do work. And your intuition will point the way. That's the wisdom of the past that has your name on it, guiding you today. Is this good? Is this too unbelievable? Sounds a little like mastery, doesn't it? This is in the future of humanity. You're surrounded right now by Pleiadians, dear ones, who are cheering. The very victory song that they sing comes from these things. The beginning of an involvement of humanity that has never seen before. Never. And this is why it's unbelievable. Because experts in humanism will always go to the past to predict the future. Here is what's going to happen based upon. And there will be nothing to base this on. And it'll be shocking to some. We can't believe what has happened. Some of the children already have it. It's misunderstood, misdiagnosed. No one thinks human nature is really changing. I'll give you number four, the last one for now. Dear ones, it's about time the humans started to recognize their spirituality. This does not necessarily change what belief system that they will choose. Instead, it starts to change the systems that they are in. You'll believe and know at birth that there's a bigger picture. You don't have to be told by your parents about church or God. You'll go there. You'll be in your own seeking. And what you find, you will eventually change. Human beings are going to change the systems on the planet that you call organized religion. They're not going away. We've said this before. Think about this. It's logical. They're not going away. Instead, dear ones, they're going to morph into a compassionate system that understands the other ones have a right to exist. There's a oneness. And you could be with the prophet of choice for your culture and be marvelously blessed by it. And at the same time, you'll welcome the others who have their prophet and say, sit next to me. Let's pray. I have a rug. I'm going to pray on it. You don't. Doesn't matter. It's the same God. You have a right to this. So do I. Isn't it grand that we can be together in this way? That's evolution. It's a spiritual evolution. One that understands the oneness of God, of who you are. And the allowance for others to be themselves and a piece of God in their way, not your way. That's evolution. The planet has not seen that. Ever. Ever. Crying, it's too good to be true. Talk to you in 10 years. You're going to see this start. It already has. Dear ones, it starts by cleaning up the darkness that has always been there. That's where it starts. You're already evolving to what you will and will not permit in your culture. Did you notice? It's already here. Only 6 years from 2012, it's already here. The world slowly is going to evolve into a consensus. They don't want war. Now, that's not necessarily going to change the leadership that may want war. But the consensus of humanity will eventually change who's elected, who stays, who leaves. They'll know it. That is what is going on right now. Planet that never wants to go back into where it was. We told you why. We've told you why scientifically why. esoterically why, and we did it when we first arrived in Europe almost 40 channels ago. And we said that the repetition of time, dear ones, that circle of time that is inbred in the atomic structure, that circle of time that you continue on and continue on, changed in the year 2012. You moved off of an old track of repetition of the same onto a new track, very metaphysical and yet scientific. Ask a quantum physicist if any of this makes any sense. And surprisingly, they may tell you what I just said. Time is in a circle. It's never been a straight line. It tends to repeat itself, and here's why. There's fractals that move with fractals. There's science behind it and physics behind it. And now you just move to a new one where history will not repeat, where you're on a fresh track, and you're building your own civilization from afresh. All hard to believe when you leave this room and go back to what you think has always been and always will. But it won't be. Adironda said, joy is your birthright, it's your legacy. Brian says, joy is your birthright, and it's your legacy. That as these things change, we invite you to take that birthright, the magnificence that you were born with. Recognize it, use it, to move into a life that is not afraid of these changes, but looks forward to them and embraces them when you see them, instead of wondering who the strange person is that's doing them. Old souls, you are awakening, and that is the message of Kryon, always has been. It's the message of Adironda, always has been. Together, the channelers will give you the same message in their own way, in their own language, but it always magnifies you. If you hear a channel, it does not magnify you, dear ones. Just shut the door. Because the truth is this: magnificent, evolving, beautiful, dearly loved, and never alone. Claim it. And so it is.